These Gospels on these Sundays after Easter of Jesus' appearance to his disciples are very, very rich, very, very, very profound. There's a lot to try to reflect on in all of this. Today I want to reflect on, in this Gospel, a good bit on the role of memory in our spiritual lives. Because we tend to be very forgetful, and that's one of the big problems. Today, for example, this Gospel starts, even though, as the Gospel says, this is the third time that Jesus has appeared to his disciples after his resurrection. What do we see them doing? You know, Jesus has risen from the dead. He has appeared to them. They have seen him in the flesh, risen from the dead. And what is their response to this? Well, their response seems to be to go back to their day jobs. You know, they've gone back up to Galilee and are going fishing. That's what they used to do. It's like, what? What are you thinking? You know, obviously they weren't thinking. And that's what Jesus sets out to do in this Gospel today, is to remind especially Peter of a lot of things. First of all, he finds them out fishing, and just like they were before, they weren't doing a very good job of that. You know, they'd fished all night, hadn't caught anything. Maybe they were out of practice, I don't know, but Jesus tells them, well, put the net over on the other side, and of course they catch so many fish they can hardly bring them in. And it's Peter that sort of reacts to this in a very remarkable way. John says it is the Lord, and what does Peter do? He jumps into the water to get to the Lord. Well, why is this especially poignant for Peter? Well, in the words of Yogi Berra, it's deja vu all over again, okay? Have you heard a story like this before? Yes. At the very beginning, when Jesus first called Peter, for example, it was a miracle just like this. They had been out all night fishing. They had caught nothing. And Jesus told them, set out into the deep and lower your nets. And when, after that miraculous catch of fish, when Peter got to shore that time, what did he do? It's a very interesting reaction. He fell down before Jesus and said, depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. And then what did Jesus do? Jesus called him at that moment. You know, up to this time he said, you've been a fisherman, but from now on you are going to be a fisher of men. He called him to be one of his disciples. And so Jesus seems to think that Peter needs some reminding here. Not only in that encounter with Jesus the first time did Peter discover who Jesus was, he realized that Jesus was God. That's why he fell down in front of him and said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. But he also discovered who he was. And Jesus gave him this new identity. So today, Jesus is trying to remind Peter of that first fervor, that first love of following him. And that's what we're supposed to use our memories for. Memory, at least according to St. Thomas Aquinas, is a part of our souls. It's a part of ourselves that lasts forever. And it has a primarily eternal function. What we're supposed to remember and are those things that are going to matter forever. What we tend to do, though, is junk up our memory with a lot of stuff, especially sort of bad stuff. You know, things like, you know, that old grudge we have, or that whatever, and then we pull it out and whack somebody over the head 30 years later with it, or something like that. You know. But that's not what God gave us our memories for. He gave us our memories to remember most especially what he has done for us. in the Eucharistic prayer, part of the Eucharistic prayer at Mass has the name, the Greek word for remembering. It's called the anamnesis, the remembering. Did you hear at the beginning of Mass today that rite of sprinkling? It said it is a memorial of our baptism, to remind us of our baptism, to remind us of the most important day of our lives, to remind us of the day when God the Father adopted us as his children. Nothing greater than that can ever happen to you, than becoming a child of God. And the church, you know, reminds us in a way, you know, not just with words, but also with getting that water flung at you, okay? You know, and don't flinch when it's in the water. You know, that's what the devil does to holy water, okay? That is the water of salvation. And it's to remind us of our baptism. It's a memorial. This Mass is a remembering. To remember what God has... Because when we remember what God has done for us, when we remember the presence of God, then we also, like Peter, remember who we are. Peter has trouble about forgetting that, and we do too. It's when we get into trouble. It's when we forget who we are, and when we forget that God is with us and what he has done for us. We have another little episode of this gospel today where Jesus asks Peter three times if he loves him. And we can tell by the third time Peter is distressed by this, because it's awakening a memory. What memory? What is Peter remembering when Jesus asks him three times if he loves him? He's remembering the three times that he denied him. The three times that he denied him. And that third response is so poignant of Peter. Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. But this is this incredible sensitivity of the Lord Jesus. It's as if he's giving Peter the opportunity to erase those bad memories and to replace them with these good ones. To replace the three denials with three professions of love of Jesus. It's what, for example, he does for us when we go to confession. He says, let me take those. We have to remember our sins, but let me take those away and replace it with my mercy. It's funny, we're talking about remembering. God has very bad memory when it comes to one thing, our sins. He completely forgets them. Better than we do, actually. But so he has this sensitivity of even healing Peter's memories. And then at the very end of the gospel today, what were the last words of the gospel today? Follow me. Follow me. How does Jesus invite someone into discipleship? He says, follow me. He'd said that to Peter before, hadn't he? Yes, he had. Again, it was a reminder to him of what God called him to be. Every time after Peter replies, yes, Lord, I love you, the Lord gives him that special vocation, feed my sheep, tend my sheep, tend my lambs. You are to be this focus of unity in the church. And it comes from your love for me and being sent out by me, by following me. We all need to remember the good things that God has done for us. If you were to remember that the Lord Jesus is always with you, I think you'd be a lot better. I know I would be. Sort of holy accountability, right? But we forget, don't we? We forget. So how do we remember? Well, God builds in a lot of these reminders for us. It's one of the things why we have to come to Mass every Sunday, because we forget. It's why we really have to pray every day. We have to open up our hearts to the Lord, because when we do that, He always hears you and He always will help you. You remember His presence and He will bring the best out in you, just like He did with Peter. Do you love me? Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Then in that case, Jesus says, follow me. And follow me close enough never to get out of sight. Let me ever get out of sight. We need, that's why we come today, this memorial, to remember what God has done for us. And therefore to remember who we are and what He has called us to. That He says to us also, follow me, follow me, follow me. And that's who we really are. Like the waters of baptism this morning reminded us that we are children of God now and forever. And that we are called into discipleship. That's who we are. So forget all the bad stuff, okay? Just let it go. But remember all the important things. The things that will matter forever. Most importantly, your relationship to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, renewed once again in this Mass. Remember those relationships that God has placed into your life. Love those people, just like He told Peter, tend and love and care for my sheep. And always remember to follow me. Follow me.